Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Muraj Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you from the East Coast, North New Jersey. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to do so. And we understand that this is a very important day of my being on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Muraj Speaks. It allows me to address those who are out there in radio land, and we're now able to address those in conference call. And we went streamlined Friday for Juma, and also I want to thank the Imam Khalid who gave me that opportunity to address over 138 men and women from the military around 38 countries. 138 countries is a lot of countries to be able to speak to. And that's the communication, and that's the vehicle that was offered to me. It allowed me to establish that Imam Walter Thien Muhammad is my leader and my teacher, and I'm a student of Imam Walter Thien Muhammad. And there's million more, but million more of us do not give credit where credit is due. If you read the Quran, Allah says when you don't give credit where credit is due, He gives you no more. He don't give you any more, brothers and sisters. We should give credit to those who came before us and those who instilled in us, but for some reason, I don't know how Satan can change our love for one another. Love is everything. You can have the spirit. You can have the soul. You can be faithful. And you can say you believe. But if you don't have no love, Allah doesn't even accept it. Love is everything. But we don't understand what is love. And some people fall in love and lose their mind. And some people fall in love and lose their loved one and want to die. And some people fall in love and about themselves and not a love for others. Well, we should love one another and we should be together as one. But for some reason, we don't see it like that. I'm not going to be on too long for a lot of reasons. One, people are voting. And people want to see what is going on. People want to be glued to their TV. So I try not to stay on very long. But one of the strong reasons I came on live is I lost a friend, associate, and he also referred to me as his partner, and I had a love for him like he was my father. And we all knew him as Henry Schwartz. And Henry Schwartz was an outstanding engineer, scientist in the field of knowing how to take technology to another level. Henry Schwartz was a man that we, the Muslims, adopted. And he was the one that found the big deals for Muhammad Ali outside the country. And I know Don King wants to take credit for that, but you have to give credit where credit is due. That was all Henry Schwartz. It was Henry Schwartz who created Don King Production. And he was on the 67th floor of the Pan Am building. You can't be up there in that suite and be a man that just came home from the penitentiary. But that's Henry Schwartz. But he also was a man that developed, him and his partner, developed the skills to bring you closed circuit. They was the top. And all their closed circuits came around the world for major fights. And one of the fights, of course, was Muhammad Ali. And Henry Schwartz taught me as a young man. I was only about 17, 18 years old. And I used to sit with him for lunch. And he would tell me about how I should produce my affairs. Now, what affairs could I produce? Never knew that I would become a world-renowned boxing promoter. And I began to produce my shows on various networks. You couldn't do it on NBC, you couldn't do it on ABC, you couldn't do it on HBO or Showtime. But I was able to produce around the world because they didn't do closed circuit. None of the networks did closed circuit. You can do closed circuit around the country, and you can do your own uplink and downlink and send the fight to various different countries, which I did for 200 foreign countries. Told me it had to be A1. You'd have the great fights, but if it's not A1, don't do it. And so he taught me the lighting and the 21 candles and how you should have 8 cameras. You have to have a delay camera and so forth and so on. Now, I didn't do it myself. I went and got experts. My success comes from men with skills and women with skills that was around me, and that's what made me successful. It wasn't just about me. It was about the people that can allow me to do what I wanted to do, and that was to create and give back and do what Allah, I believe, put me on this earth to do, and that is to bring it to fruition, let the world know who we are as Muslims here in America. And so Henry Schwartz passed away last week. I believe it was on Friday, and the Jews are like us. We bury our loved ones right away. And his wife, Constance, and Constance was like a mother to me. I used to call her mother, my Jewish mother. Well, she's not too far away from my grandma. She was Jewish. Yeah, she came over here, escaped the other day. I came through Poland and went through Canada and came here in America and met my grandpa on an Indian reservation. Well, he wasn't on any reservation when he fell off that tree looking at her. She was a very beautiful woman. And she took him in and she brought her home on the Indian reservation. And they had 11 children. And so it happened my daddy was born on the Indian reservation. And I thought I was confused because my grandma read the Torah and my father grew up and read the Old Testament, the Jill. And I grew up and started reading the Quran. So I didn't know if I was confused, but I had a love for my mother. And my mother was my friend, my mother was my mama, my mother was everything to me. And she raised me because I was that different type of child. I stayed in trouble, not in the streets, in the home. If you didn't get up when you're supposed to get up, you got to beat. If you didn't wash your dishes and it was your week, you got to beat. If she told you not to go out and you went out, you got to beat. If she told you to lock that door and she come in, that door ain't locked, you got to beat. If you didn't do what mama told you to do, you won't get that backhand. She had the best backhand there is. She should have been a golfer. She should have been a tennis player because she knew how to move those arms. She knew how to backhand you like they do when you're playing tennis. But mama, I love her. I never said my mother did anything wrong to me. I never felt like I was angry at my mother. And those beatings didn't play, but I always got back up under my mother. So I love her. I'm speaking about her today. She hasn't left me. We don't die. We evolve. I can feel her spirit. And therefore, when one passed away, especially those who were close, but we try to pray for everyone, every human being. If you know they pass, you just take a second, 3-4 seconds. Oh, Allah, separate his faults from his goodness as thou separate the east from the west and grant them paradise. Sure, Allah Almighty speaks the truth. But Henry Schwartz wrote a book. I got a lot of them. My wife found them and gave it to me. And they're going to be something to have, things you would love to give to others. But he and I was writing a book about how he came apart the Islamic world. Well, we'll get to that because it's my book. It's my way of really exposing who he is as the human being, not the great technician, not the great man that put the satellite in the sky and got certificates from NASA and helped China to put their satellite in the sky. Oh, he was a master. He had a doctorate degree. He never called himself doctor. He was just able to do what he had to do. I love his wife, Constance. I talked to her yesterday, and we had a beautiful talk. And she broke down for a while and came back and broke down again and came back. And she said, I loved him, Moran, and he loved me, and I'm going to miss him. And I said to her, God creates life and God creates death. And there's no ugly in life, no ugly in death. She said, you're right, Ron. You're 100% correct. Jews know the religion. They've been taught it first. They had revelation before any others had revelation. So the Jews know revelation. The only problem with most of the Jews, not all of them, they kept it for themselves. Didn't want to share it. Isn't that amazing? They didn't want to share it. So Allah had to bring Jesus. And Jesus did not create Christianity. He didn't come here for that. He came to do the work of his Lord. And it says in Scripture that Jesus came here to serve his Father. I am doing the work of my Father. But those are words, and those are words in English, but he was doing the work of Allah. And they called him. He was going to go and cut down the fig tree. The fig tree, brothers and sisters. What is the fig tree? You know, figs got a lot of seeds. Why didn't he call it a pear tree? Why didn't he call it an apple tree? Any other kind of tree. But that fig got a lot of seeds. And seeds is what you instill, whether it's in your wife and babies come or whether it's in the mind of the human being. It can produce how to serve God. Or they wouldn't give it to us. They kept it for himself. So Jesus was created to cut down the fig tree. He didn't go to Israel there or go to the countries that they say is God's city, God's country. There's no such thing. No such thing as God's country. There's no such thing as anything that you take singular and make it God. The whole world is Allah. So Jerusalem was not supposed to be destroyed, but stopped them from multiplying. And then, of course, the Egyptian kings and the Jews that created that. So I have a great love for my Jewish brothers and sisters. And I honestly tell you, out of my success in life, Allah put me around Jewish men, whether ABC, NBC, HBO, ESPN, you name them, those are Jews. And we say a prayer, Allah, make Muhammad successful, the followers of Muhammad successful. We ask that. But before we say those words, we say, Allah, bless Muhammad. Yes. And the followers of Muhammad, as thou did bless Abraham and the followers of Abraham. That was good because we wanted to be blessed. Allah just don't want you to just praise him, glorify him. Yes, he appreciate that. They want you to be successful. Because if you're successful, you can give back. So I surrounded myself with men that were successful. In order for me to be a millionaire, I had to associate with millionaires. In order for me to be a billionaire, you had to associate with billionaires. Now, I handle billions. I've never had a billion that sat in my bank interest for myself that I can give to everyone. But I was close enough to me, so today I said, well, Allah, bless me to be a trillionaire. But not me alone, my community. My community have access to trillions. And I know Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me to be successful. So I thought it was necessary to come on and give a shout out to a man that I love, and his name will never die with me, and he should be remembered in the sports. That's my friend, my brother, my associate. Yes, he was a dad to me, Henry Schwartz. Some people refer to him as Hank. But his family, Barry, all the children, I had great love for them. But I knew Mama Constance, who was a great artist. Oh, my God. And people would call me and say, can you give me a concert? I want to buy a painting. The opinion costs $500,000, sometimes $11 million, sometimes $25, $30, $40 million. Why would she trust me with that? She trusted me because she knew I would not give her anyone that come to con her, to trick her. You couldn't do that. She'd tell you to put the money in the bank. Or she don't go any further. But she was showing, sent me all the pictures, beautiful, gorgeous paintings, and said, show them that. And they trust her with those paintings. And she run the largest art gallery in New York. And she came back as a part-time. She's not a spring chicken, but you wouldn't know that. If you heard her negotiate, she was strong. She was strong with it. You can't pull the wool over her eye. Yeah, that's mama. And so I was very elated talking to her. She told me she loved me. And surely I love her. You see, brothers and sisters, if we had love for each other, we'd be so successful in the world. But for some reason, we got messed up in our head. When we say Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, we all should witness that God is one, one alone. And we should seek his protection against the flaws that, and the ones that is not worshiping God properly. So we want to protect Allah, protect us against those who are false worship. We trust him for his guidance, and we know we cannot have any guidance without Allah himself. We seek obedience. We're obedience to him. We seek guidance and protection. For us, we will seek the protection from him and his messengers. Messenger Muhammad, the prophet, but we talk about all the prophets, but we seek reference in the Muhammad, the prophet. We seek the words of God, his Quran, and we seek the reference in Allah and Prophet Muhammad, his last servant, the last servant, brothers and sisters, and we seek in God for our community, our family. We seek in God to be strong and love one another, love our ummah. You know, without God, we'll not be successful without Allah. We ask Allah to make us strong as Muslims here in America. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. I got many calls about voting, and I had certain people say to me that they wasn't going to vote. And I had certain people say to me that why should they vote? And oh, that I had certain people saying I'm not voting for this one because someone told me so. You see, we have these different things that's in our minds. And because these things are in our minds, we literally forget. We forget who we are and what we should be. You got to understand, brothers and sisters, that our grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers, they all worked hard. Our grandfathers got the will to be able to vote. Black man could not vote, nor did the black woman. So the black woman came late. Yes, they came late. But we was able to get the black man to vote. Then they worked hard and got the female, the African-American female, or the minorities to be able to vote. Today, we're not going to vote. Well, I said to those gentlemen that, look at it like this. Your wife left you. You want to kill yourself. You lost all your money. You want to kill yourself. You lost your children. You want to kill yourself. But You have no love for the people that love you. And some people have children that's alive, and some got their wife that's alive, and their mother and father. So they even thought about how they would grieve because you committed suicide. Are you that selfish that you would kill yourself and put the burden on them that's living here? So when you think about it, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because if I do it, it's for my selfish way of thinking. But if I don't do it because I don't want them to suffer, you made the right decision. So you're not voting for you. You're voting for the best one you think can help us. But you got to vote. Because if you don't vote, your children will never vote. But you didn't vote, Daddy. You didn't vote, Mama. So we have to vote. And we got to realize that we are Americans. We are Americans. I know we don't want to dress our culture. We got our own culture. Not too many people just like African Americans. That's why I called ourselves the Imam gave us New Africa. We knew. Yes, we are from Africa. But we Africans, we are Africa is here in America. We're not Africans. Don't misconstrue. I didn't mean to say that. We are not Africans. We're American in Africa, here in America. Why? We made it new. Everything is new. Now I hear our brothers say, well, we need to get together. He's right. And we need to learn. He's right. And we need to teach them about Africa. You don't have to do that. That's like teaching us about Adam. Adam is our type. That's our blood. We come out of Africa. We were tricked and conned by Diesel. They put us in slavery. We wasn't in slavery. We were very highly intelligent. For 400 years, brothers and sisters, I ain't counting the 50 years, they said we was free, but still keep us in slavery like they're doing now. Our men are in jail on trumped-up charges, haven't even went to court, but they're working for, what, a dollar a day? Something's wrong with this picture. But the reason it's happening, you can't comprehend that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, is saying, come together. If you come together, you're powerful. There's no one can stop you if you come together. Nobody likes the individual. See, they individuals. They don't touch a community. They don't talk. They don't mistreat it, one that can hurt them. Now, we not talking about hurting them with guns and knives and blowing up things. That's not what we do. But you can stop them where they pray to God. They put it on their dollar bill. In God we trust. And so therefore, if they don't have that, they can't be successful. And that's what's going on right now today. What's going on today is people have lost their jobs. What's going on today, they cannot comprehend the world is going on. We're separated. We should not be separated. We should be successful in life, and our success comes from loving one another. Now I received a call, and this gentleman is like my biological brother. We all come from Adam, so he is my brother. He's Jewish, and he's a rabbi. He's very successful. He always called me, well, what can he do for us? Me. And he has the ability. He has the foresight to know how to create. Why? He's Jewish. He's successful. That's what they are taught. But he brings it to me. Rob, can we do this? Rob, can we do that? Rob, can we do that? And he brings the money. So the reason I have a great love for my Jewish brother, Rabbi Abraham, because he says things that is very profound. He called me one day, brothers and sisters, from Israel. He says, Maran, I'm in Israel. And my wife said, why are you calling Maran? He said, because Moriah wants to know if I'm successful in arriving here in Israel. I said, thank you, Rabbi. He called me again because he goes to Israel very frequently. And he went to Israel again. He goes like every 3 months. And he said, Marat, you are known here in Israel. And I told him, that's my friend, that's my brother. And he said, can you get him on the phone? Because they didn't believe it. I said, they didn't believe it. He said, no, they don't believe it. He said, can you tell them? Rabbi Muhammad, Rabbi Muhammad. I said, yes. Alhamdulillah. Yes, brother, they know how to speak the language. Alhamdulillah. Is Rabbi your friend? I said, he's my brother. I love him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. He gave the phone back. He said, thank you, Rabbi. So he comes and he says to me, Rabbi, we built our schools, the house of worship, and we built a lot of other things that we have. But we got money left over. How much you need? And we're not going to charge you, 5%, 10%. We might only charge you 1%. All depends on what you want to do with it. Now, brothers and sisters, that's from his heart. Because no one can get money like that. So I said, yeah, I might can use 10 million. Is that all? Is that all? But what I wanted for me, and I just tell you, I made a being. Did I give it away? Did I spend it? Yeah, I do that. I'm a man that's going to help people if they're in need. That's what I've done. But because I was able to give them my money and not able to give them where they can get their own money, I had to learn that. And I learned it. You don't want my money. You want my ability, my ingenuity ability to perform here in society. So I'm a great creator. I can take that which is insignificant and magnify to be significant. But it's yours. Am I going to be paid? Yes. But I don't own you. You own your own company. You own your own business. You own your own way of life. I get my rewards from my last one. What more do I need? Oh, I'm going to make my name big with you. My name already large. Oh, I'm going to see great people. I haven't seen them all. I was with the greatest of all times. Up into his last marriage. So these are the things I have learned. These are the things that I have advocated. And these are the things I bring into fruition. All that is good. I like good news. As they say, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him, brings what? Good news. So I get a call from a gentleman. Don't know him from a can of paint. Everybody calls me. And I don't take everybody's calls because sometimes it's a waste of time, procrastination. But if you get through and you got my number, I answer. I don't know who's on the other side. But this gentleman wanted to do a deal, and the deal he wanted to do, I believe it's going to be a good deal, but I had to tell him that it's not going to work like that. But if you work it a different way, and they can come to fruition. Now, why did you tell him? Because it's like being an El Islam, beautiful, gorgeous woman, but you want to marry her. But you can't play with her, so you got to tell her, I got 3 wives. You're going to be number 4. Now, she got a choice. Either I'm going to accept her or I'm going to reject her. So why would you don't tell her, and after 2 years, you're catching hell? You never told me. You never did this. But now that she knows, she's for real. And Allah said in the Quran, 2, 3, or 4. Now, I use that metaphor as the same way. You come around me, I want to tell you the truth of who I am. Let's start now. And that young man turned around and said, I heard everything you said. I'm going to follow your lead. But my goal is how you and I can come together to help all those people that you want to help. I said, Allahu Akbar. That's what I'm talking about. You can't come in front of me or around me and chuck in a diamond. I ain't no time for it. I'm a senior now. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. But I do know I have the ability to go to another level. And isn't it amazing that the people walks into my life, the people that walks in my life has already been successful? Well, why would they want to come in my life? Because something they see, something they want to be a part of, and that's a community. So let me give you an example. George Floyd was so insignificant, you didn't even have him on your mind, nor did I. George Floyd was just a humble big guy, didn't try to hurt anybody. He didn't have no social degree, bachelor degree, he had no master degree, nor was he had a PhD. Now, how is it, brothers and sisters, that this man being so insignificant, but yet the officer put his knee on his neck and cut off his windpipe? But show you God is great. The cameras was on. For the first time around the world, they can get away with murder and nobody helps us because no one can prove that you was murdered. But look what he said. He said, I cannot breathe. He said it three times, cannot breathe. He said, you're killing me. But what? The first one got their attention, subhanAllah. The second one got their the people's attention, alhamdulillah. But when he said, mama, 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 that was Allahu Akbar. That's your dhikra. Multiplied by three. That's the 99 attributes. It touched everybody around the world in all walks of life. And those men and women said, Black Lives Matter. Now, brother, they called us the black man. And everybody ignored us. See, we don't have the great Muhammad Ali that let the whole world, I say, all praises are due to Allah. Allahu Akbar. I thank Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this is how they finally recognize there are Muslims in America that's crying out. All praises due to Allah. This is what made Muhammad Ali big around the world. This is what turned the lights on for us. And here comes George Floyd. He didn't say it like we say, alhamdulillah. We didn't say it, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. He didn't say any of that. I can't breathe. Well, Allah gives you the air so you can breathe. I can't breathe. You're killing me. Yes, you're going to die if you can't breathe. He called his mama. Now, brothers and sisters, in China, in Tokyo, in Korea, in England, in France, in Poland, Russia, Venezuela, Mexico, Puerto Rico, all around the world, they're saying Black Lives Matter. You can't understand it, what it means. You can't understand why Black Lives Matter. because they called us the black man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we was the Asiatic black man. The maker and owner, the cream of the planet Earth, follow civilization, God of the universe. James Brown sung it. I'm black and I'm proud. They call us the black man for the first time. They realize what they are doing to us here. They are shooting our children down. They're shooting our women down. They are breaking in homes and don't even announce who they are. Can I go on? This is not going to be 400 years of this. It has been exposed. So today I've been preaching for all these years that Muslim has nothing to do with your religion. There are several religions. You're saying Christianity is nothing? You're saying Judaism is nothing? Allah permitted. It's like saying that you doing wrong has nothing to do with you as a human being. Yes, it does. It's attached. Allah didn't ask you to do wrong. And Allah didn't give us a religion because man was on the right track. And two, our Jewish brother kept it for himself. And two, the Jews that decided to create Christianity, it was okay by Allah. But when they started giving you the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, when they started giving you holy physical water and pills of the flesh of Jesus and wine of the blood of Jesus, Allah said, that's too much. I will create a religion for you and perfect it to be perfect. Al-Islam. And in to accept Islam. But if you accept the others, be a good one. Believe in one God, and hereafter you will act like you have never accepted anything else but try to worship him. So how could we say who's a Muslim, who isn't? You ain't created yourself, so you don't know yourself. But you want to create in the minds of the people, who are they all around the country? Yes, they say black life, but in their heart they're saying Allahu Akbar. That's their nature. So help. Maintain, brothers and sisters. But the real factor is that if we didn't become clean, that's why you have to do wudu. Unless you're going to use some dirt because you can't get to the water. But you have to clean up. And that physical wudu put water on you. Yes, it can work if you understand what it means. And about water. So let me tell you about water. Jesus went to the river and he saw a female. And when the man looked at a female, she must have been a pretty female. And he said, she had five husbands. Husbands. Look at the word. They use the word husband. I got your attention. Now, don't misconstrue my beautiful sisters in Islam. So what is the word husband? You can't go out there and get you five husbands. But what is the husband? The husband was a metaphor to get your attention. But Jesus said, but when she took on a sixth husband, she was out of her mind. Isn't that something? Why did Jesus say that? Now, Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since they're both, one is not overtopping one and the other is not overtopping the other. Why is it? Why is it that Muhammad the prophet said it a different way? And what he said, you want to be pure? Bathe yourself in the river five times. Well, here we go with that five times. And you will become pure. So let's look at it. These are words to get your attention, but they're talking about water. So here is it that this woman had five husbands, meaning marry your senses. Whoa. Your senses is your husband. Allah gave it to you. Marry it. Love it. Appreciate it. Yes, but it's sure going to talk to you. Got to get along. But when you take on that six, you're out your mind. Because it ain't God's gift that he gave you in your five senses. You got it? So let's go to Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. We salute him with the excellent salute, because when we salute him, we salute all the prophets. But here's Muhammad, the prophet, says, bathe yourself five times in the water, and you'll come pure. Now, why are you going to be clean? Because they baptize you. Some put you down three, some put you down five, okay. But you're so dirty, they can put you in the water 100 times, and you will not come clean. So it can't be just that. But what Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon him, he said, it's like a river flow. It's consistent. It's repetition. It has continuity. It doesn't back up. It goes straight down consistently. So that's all God is saying. Use your five senses like a river flow, pure in your life. Wow. There it is. So we can say these things and we can quote from these scriptures, but can you define it? That's the key. It's to define what you read. It's okay. You can speak all that Arabic. And to the one that don't know, if you speak in Arabic of the Arabs, or you speak in the Arabic of the Quran, which is called Arabia, which one? You don't really know. And the one who's speaking it don't know. I had a beautiful time in Washington, D.C., and I was able to be a sister-in-law and a husband, and was able to meet my sister, Fitcher, and we had a beautiful time, but when I was able to be with a young lady, Art, and her father, Blau, and David, who managed her, we had a wonderful time. I sat in that meeting with them and heard minds talking about collectively how we can help the community, the Ummah. That's what they wanted to know. They got my attention. But this is not just anybody. She creates her own music, brothers and sisters. She reminds me of James Brown, and I have to use that as a metaphor because James Brown dances and had those hard beats. She don't sing like that. Changed the way music should be. That's what makes her unique. Poetry is something you love looking at. Allah gave her that gift. And she moves, but she's modest. And she's humble. But she played that first song she hasn't let out yet. I'm going to show you the one she got out and send it to you, all of you who want to see it. And that music alone, that's A1. Well, I don't play you number two. What do you think? That's A1. And you play number three. What do you think? That's A1. Five A1. I am not a person that fabricates when it comes to the reality of where we're going. I thought I would listen to Michael Jackson in the beginning of one of her songs. But yet, it wasn't Mike. It was her hitting those notes. And she incorporated because as a young girl, she loved Michael Jackson. But what she was doing is what she created on her own, but used something from Mike. Then she had a fast one. I said, okay, this ain't going to get me. My God. You thought Tina Turner was the beginning of that record that she created, soothing to the ear. Allah bless me to see I don't have to worry about her music. Nor am I worried about if I'm going to make her successful, because that's what I do. I take that which is insignificant, magnify it to be significant. But the key is I'm going to maintain her sanity. Because money is like wine. The more you drink, the drunker you become. I cannot let Bilal's baby, his daughter, now he has more children, but that's the baby that does the same. Can't let this world hurt her. So we have to protect her. And how are we going to protect her? She has to be a part of the community. 1,500,000,000 Muslims around the world. That's it. I'm worldly. Allah said, dress my creation. And y'all thought, put on clothes. That's not what God is saying. Dress his creation is to build your own skyscrapers. Build your own factories. Build your own school of thought. Build your houses of worship where everybody can come in. No one stay outside the door. Come together as an ummah. So for the first time here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Bilal Speaks, I'm going to say to you that I can show how we can be our own entity in the music business. I've been trying to do it. Stevie Wonder. I'm going to call him just to hear what he has to say. Now, me and Stevie was close. Called me every 2 or 3 days when I was in Mississippi. Stevie wanted me to take him over. Stevie wanted me to promote him where I put Roy Jones Jr. And he wasn't coming back out. He said, I'll come out with you. But I couldn't do it because Stevie is such a great thinker. Y'all think it's just music. He knows his history. He loves his people. He's the right man. But it will stop me from going to the world. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Call me, Rod, take us over. Put us back together. I said, man, y'all guys can play. You don't need me. You can do this yourself. I didn't want to be just known as the managers of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Because you got to put in a lot of time. And look at them today. My wife said, I don't see no letter coming from them saying thank you. I don't need no letter. That's one for one. But when you do it for the sake of Allah, one day, brothers and sisters, with your Lord, it's 1,000 days. Who don't want that? That's what I want. Because that gets you into paradise. But I don't want to be on ground zero. I think I made it there already. It's 7 levels, man. I want to be on the 7th level. Isaac Hayes, I didn't know. He said, I'm up 12 steps. I didn't know what that meant. And I found out he was in a drug rehabilitation center trying to get rehabilitated. Now, they don't call it drugs. They call it alcohol. Everything that comes under that umbrella is called alcohol. I don't care what you say you do it. But he had a love for me, and I used to talk to him. Marvin Gaye, the great Marvin Gaye. Oh, that we had fun. And now I'm trying to keep Marvin away from being a boxer. He would go in the gym and send me a picture, man, God mess his eye up, but he didn't care. The great Marvin Gaye. Now, I did fall in love with the Delphonics. I love them because they not only could sing, but they're very modest. And every time you call them to do something for us in Ellis Mall, it would come for free. So you can't forget them. So I did manage them for a while, but I didn't stay there. But they had me. But I didn't stay there. So when you can talk to all these great singers, and I said to them, I have a contract on Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson came through me by a brother in Kwame. I'm sorry. This brother is from Newark. And this brother lives in California. And this brother used to manage some great man. He said, Michael wants you. He was with Michael, got married Michael's on Michael's land. So Kwame told me after all these years, he said, you know what made me come to LSR? I said, no. You did. He said, me. See, I was a fisherman, brothers and sisters. You know, the newspaper, Muhammad Speaks, told me that he went to see the Honorable Woman. I said, well, how many people you brought? He said, 350. You going to run next year? Yes, I said, I'm going to beat you. He said, yeah, right. I brought 350 in one day. So he bowed out. He knew he wasn't going to beat me. Yes, and I got the right to go see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's a whole other story. So he gave me that accolade. And we stayed a long time there in Nevada, Los Angeles. And we had the deal done. When Michael wanted 10 men up front to practice, I'm trying to think about it. Well, he didn't get that much money to practice. But couldn't figure it out. And there's reason, it'll be in my book, why it did not happen. But everything he said, he spent that money, because every time he steps into his studio, that is what he's going to do 6 months later, it's almost like he was putting on a show. Because it made money. People came, including me, to find out, what do he do behind that door? But it wasn't meant. But if I had been with him, and I'm quite sure we would probably hit the $500 million mark, I might have been with Michael. I was on a mission, and Allah gave me that mission because I did. So I can boldly pat myself on the back, because no one does it. I got good people that loves me, but they ain't on this level that I am on. So I'm able to say to a million people out there on Black Talk Radio that I'm known in every library, I'm known in every newspaper in this country and outside the country. I'm known on ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, Showtime, pay-per-view, closed circuit, USA Today. I did it all, thanks to Allah. And my name is impeccable of my honesty and integrity and moral decency. I have to thank my wife. I thought it was me, but I was protected. Allah protected me. And so I don't have no flaws. And to the FBI that took down mostly everything that was corrupted, that was his job for 14 years, but unbelievable resource loss. He had the money to do it. But he never came to me. I was jealous. Called him. He said, okay, I'll see you. He never saw it. Next thing I know, he's being honored by the President of the United States, Bill Clinton. I turned to my man, Saladin, and I said, go get him. Now, Saladin, to me, is a pessimistic guy. People say, why you had that man around? Because I like when he said, I can't do it. You know, I say, you ain't God, watch me. And I love Hurdle. Everything he told me I couldn't do, he said, my God, I'll get it done. So I said, go get him. He never said no. That's my choice. He went and he came. And he's my brother. He's a Caucasian and sing every lyric to any of the songs. He's a great football player. He's an outstanding law enforcement of the FBI. He's my brother. And he's been with me for over 20 years in the boxing world. And he's with me today. I don't touch nothing unless it's approved by him. Why? He got a button. Why? He got the intelligence, highly intelligent, to tell me who I'm dealing with. Because we can't get faked out. Just put them in front of me. Things, honesty, integrity, and moral decency, I want to talk to him. And if he can produce the money, we go on. This is who I am, and this is what I'm always going to be. So I can't hurt my community. And he loved me like a brother. He tell me about his grandchild, and I love him. We invite him to a Swami affair in Connecticut, and he brought his wife. And you can't make this up. He said, let me tell you who's Murad Muhammad. Murad Muhammad, that y'all don't know, brought the bulletproof vest for all the police officers. Now, a correction, but I can't correct that. That went live. But I like it. But it was all the state troopers, which is number one in this highway and byway across this country. Well, it was just for the state of New Jersey. He said, that man has done so much, it's unbelievable. He said, yes, boxing is corrupted because I took them all down. But Murad Muhammad is the only one in this boxing world that is not corrupted. And then they cried tears. You can't pay for that, brothers and sisters. And then they put it on YouTube. Okay. But the sister said, wait a minute, I'm going to give you your plaque. He said, I don't need no plaque. He said, it's an honor to be here with all of you, every last one of you. And don't stop what you're doing. Almost sound like any man want to see my home. Don't stop. There's no stopping us now. This is a Caucasian. This is a man that is highly decorated for his service of our country. Once again, he can't pay for that, and I didn't know all this was going to happen. 10 years to walk these streets and get y'all out of this poverty. And I run into a brick wall of stupidity. You got men call themselves E-man, don't like this one, don't like that one, don't like the way you wear your clothes. It's sick. Satan done penetrated. And these are the men that grew up with us. And they bring in paganism. Brothers and sisters, this will be on air, what I'm saying to you, for our great-great-great-grandchildren. If you don't get it, they're going to get it. When you find men allow women to talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it's a disgrace. It's a sin. Why? Either they work for the government, either they work for the curse. And most of them were drug addicts. Most of them couldn't talk. Most of them didn't have nothing in life when I'm like, Mama, how is it that you read the Quran and can't comprehend Allah say you give credit where credit is due? And these same men, especially one, I won't mention his name because, you know, we got crazy people out here. And we ain't supposed to be crazy. But I try to tell them, they still some crazy people, man, that'll walk up on you and you won't be able to speak no more. But you can't convince them that you don't do things like that. Go be a Christian, you want to be a Christian. But don't say you can't play with this religion. They'll let you play over there, but you can't play here. He's shirt. He never taught us Islam. He never called it El-Islam. He said, I came to clean you up so you can go to your true religion. That's what he said. He was the greatest asset to America because most of us was pimps, hustlers, dope dealers, abusing women, you name it. Changed all that, eating the swine. And today, you don't give him credit. I see they don't even mention his name. Why? Because the powers of be that controls them tell you better not mention his name. Yes, and that's why they do it. They being paid. And they sit amongst us as imams. Now, I sat amongst all of them. The jealousy is unbelievable. They fight against one another. A Christian had to come in and say, well, how dare y'all? I never knew Islam was like this. Y'all arguing, fighting, don't want to be together, don't want to help one another. Oh, the shoe fit, wear it, buddy. Because you better wake up because George Floyd done moved all past you all. He had to die to do so. But it happened. George Floyd. And so I'm saying to you all that don't let nobody tell you that God's going to come down and send the angel into that old dirt and ask you a question, spook yourself. You're not in there, brother. So how are they going to come to mud? He sent the angel Jabir, that's the chief angel, sent them down there to get the earth when we was created. So now he's going to send them down into that old earth, because that's what it is. Look in the mirror. That's old, brother. It tells you right away. It gets wrinkled. Yes. It drops. Yes. It curls up. Yes. And it looks old. So that got to go back where it came from. That's sadaqah. That's for the worms. That's for the insects. For the anything down there in that ground going to eat that flush so they can regurgitate it back into the earth and where it comes from. That's why we don't embalm. That's why we don't shoot nothing foreign in our people. That's why Henry Schwartz went to his grave the next day. Because everything is fresh. It don't get old. Why are you buried so quick? You don't want to look at a dead carcass. It smells. But Allah removes you, that's the spirit. We the spirit. You can't crash that in your mind. You the spirit. The body can't move without the spirit. The spirit can leave the soul, the flesh of the body and go to China. Yes. And why he's in China, I say he, why that spirit is in China, he said, come here, human. That means man or woman. And tell me where I'm at. Whoa. So the body cannot get on the bus. The body cannot get in the cab. The body cannot get in your automobile. You can't get on the boat. Not the body. Why? Because the spirit ain't there. The spirit moves the body. When we come into the earth, when we came here the earth was dead. That's why Satan said, Iblis, he wasn't Satan then. Iblis said, I'm not bowing down to that mud, but y'all do. Y'all bow down to it. Y'all think that you got to learn words to tell God who you are as if God is unintelligent. Come on, brothers and sisters. How we go for that stupidity because you deviate away from the blessing that Allah has given us was the Mount Waters D. Muhammad. Did you ever think about how he learned that? Hey, no man can take credit for it. How he can give us the real understanding of what Allah is saying in the Holy Quran. You let them take you away from that. So these brothers, they went and found them a sheikh, and the sheikh ain't real. Taught them paganism. So they got you now turning lights on in your grave, sitting up in your grave, dead earth. Brothers and sisters, we go back and worship the grave. I'm not saying you're not supposed to go past it. Tell Allah to separate the earth from the sin from his goodness as he separates the earth from the east from the west. And grant them paradise, keep moving. But you want your mama, because I just talked about mine, she's with me. I know her spirit. I know her soul. I know her heart. I don't know her flesh. I don't see her flesh. So I don't praise the flesh. My mama's with me because I learned her internal organs that Allah wants for us. You learn the flesh, that beautiful face, that gorgeous body. You learn the flesh. You touched it and you felt it and you hold it and you made love to the flesh. So that's why you grieve. That's why you don't understand why one leaves here. Well, they're all trying to get to the air after food. You come in this world, you got to make a sacrifice. First comes difficult, then comes easy to get where to the hereafter. So you don't die. Let me give you a good understanding. We say there's no beginning and no ending with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good. Now let's break it down. Let's break it down. There is no beginning. Nope, there's no beginning in Allah. But if you learn what I just taught you or are teaching you, that's your beginning. But there's no ending with God. So you don't have an ending. You're going to learn what you learn in this world, now you got to go to the next world. So why would God kill you and you haven't learned the ending of God? So that means we evolve, we evolve, we evolve. I believe there's more worlds in this one and the next one. But then we tell people that you're going up into heaven. Brother, I live in heaven right now. Yes, my family is my heaven. My community is my heaven. My parents is my heaven. I'm in heaven. I understand why I'm on this earth. Not perfect. But I know Allah will forgive me if I made sin and I'll come to him. That's the only difference for me. I beg Allah for forgiveness. Sometimes you beg for that wrong you did so long that the angels say, hey, he forgave you for that. Find something else that you did wrong. Move on. So the point is that they got us going back to the graves. The thing that bothers me, brothers and sisters, just think about it. We didn't have our homes. And then when we did go buy homes, it was somebody else's home. Either they lived there or someone built it for you. It wasn't us. Then when we wanted our food, we go to their grocery store and get our food because you got to eat. But we don't have our own grocery store. Now here come halal. Well, we was eating kosher, and we knew that came from the kosher people because that's the only cleanest thing we knew, so we ate kosher. But here come halal. And you realize right in the midst of us that Kosher, the man that did the East Coast, they're very wealthy, got caught. It wasn't Kosher. So what was he? Those Jews that ripped off their own Jewish brothers just to make money. So I believe it was the animals that they had to kill, but you kill them when they're sick. No, send it to the black man. Tell him it's kosher. Now, he didn't trick just us, because the Jews had the kosher store, so he tricked everybody here on the East Coast. They're in jail right now. That's a no-no. But today we got halal. We say we got halal. But right in the midst of us, they sell you things that's not even halal. And you know what they say when they get caught? Oh, we ain't going to do it no more. Who trusts them? You do. But then when they go and get the halal, they go to the animal keeper. Oh, he don't look like us. He tells them this is a good animal. Now, none of them farmers never raise animals because they can't tell if it's good or not, so they give them junk. But you say it's halal. I know brothers come from far over the foreign country and say, whoa, look what we got here. Why you come here? Well, it was too rough in my Islamic country. There was no democracy there. I read the Quran and I followed Prophet Muhammad, say, salam, but you can't make no money there. You had to be with what? The royal family. Well, all through the Quran, there's no royal family. Where's the loyal family? We loyal to Allah. Where's the loyal family? The royal family took over. Well, Imam Waruzi Muhammad, and I learned talking with him and studying with him, he said, just think about it. The country was named Mecca after a female, Mecca. Here come a brother, changed it to what? He won't call it Becca. He called it Mecca. So it ain't Becca no more. Now they changed Becca to the country that we say the prophet came from, Mecca. But today it's Saudi Arabia. So it's not that country that Allah is talking about. He's talking about Qibla. We don't praise the country. We don't praise the people in the country. It's the Qibla. Allah did not tell our prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him, turn to Mecca. Back then, it was Mecca. It turned towards the Kaaba, the secret house. I don't have time to go into all of that, but you got the point. You got the point, brothers and sisters. So where's our farmers that raised that animal you said is halal? So the Imam Elijah Muhammad said, before you eat anything, say Bismillah. So even though they try to kill us through giving us food that we shouldn't eat, Allah saved us. And in the Quran it says your scales got to be justice. So they don't put it on the scale and teach you. They sell you the worst part of the animal and tell you it's the best part. That's how they teach you. They tell you it's halal, but it's not halal. It was out in a corner store that they sell pig. Now, I'll give them credit. They didn't give you pig. But they gave you what wasn't halal. And then you say, okay, you created it. But you ain't got a damn thing. They came here and took it from you. So we don't even have our own land no more. So they took it for us, which we should have had exclusivity. Someone said to me, well, then you are dictating, no, you ain't coming into my country and control halal. We're going to allow you to have it, but according to the rules of this land, we patent it. Oh, well, we ain't that smart. So you wonder why our food is taken away from us. Then we don't even sow no more. We got all these foreigners, got these big little nice little places you go making millions of dollars off us sowing because our women don't sow no more. So we don't sew our own clothes. We don't get our own material, none of that. So what we wear, time finger, head finger, all these very different clothing, they're not our clothing. They're not our clothing. Food, clothing, and shelter, we don't even control. Now I'm getting to a point. We don't control food, clothing, and shelter, 30 to 40 million of us. We don't control it. And we don't control the teacher in the school. They just found out Christopher Columbus is governor of damn America. We just found that out. So they gave us their education. They never taught you to be an entrepreneur. This is why all those people come over here. They was entrepreneurs in their own country, but they were so poor they had to get up 4 o'clock in the morning after Friday to be out there selling you little things so they can eat. They came here and said, whoa, what are we going to do? Let's open up in their place of business. Well, they're not going to allow you to do that. All you got to do is say, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, but you are you from China, man. Assalamu alaikum. Islam is all over the world. Give them the greetings, and they're going to be there. Matter of fact, they not even go to their own people. Well, how are you going to cook for them? Bring me a black man that can cook. What about a woman? No, I want a black man. So a black man come in and show them how to cook our rice and show them how to do such and such. Say, okay, he's dismissed. Now we sell their food. And I chicken stores all over. Everywhere you go, they bang it up. Stick it. Why? Because they got someone to teach them how to make our chicken, our macaroni. And we walking around. See, they know we out our minds because we're walking around with clothes from India, and we ain't from India, from clothes from Pakistan, but we're, no, they look alike. Little clothes from Saudi Arabia, clothes from Turkey. We dress like everybody but us. Because why? We want to be different. Look, my hair is straight, and your hair is kinky. What do you mean? You're a black man with those kinky hair. Well, you black as I am. No, I got straight hair. Well, I say I saw it. Yeah, but you ain't the right Muslim. I wear their clothes. I'm duplicating them.
But when you get to, when you get over there to Halifax, what culture do you put on? Because that's what Allah said. Put your culture back on. You got out of your culture, and you think that's Islam. So they laughing at. They're literally laughing at us, brothers and sisters. Now, I'm going to cut this, so I must go a little further by saying, isn't that amazing? Food, clothing, shelter. Isn't that amazing they teaching us? Isn't that amazing they got us away from the Quran and gave us the hadith? After you knowing that 99.5% is not authentic, you think they bring us this sick animal? You think they bring us clothes they make out of China and charge us all this money? That they going to give us the best? So they teach you the hadith and you have no clue where it came from. And you have no one intelligent to tell you which one is authentic and which one isn't. But this is the killer. They take you out of your neighborhood and take you way out in the jungle. I use that word. And they burying us. This is crazy. We came and go to our grave. And you know what it costs to dig a grave and put us in it and make a dua and keep moving? But no. I'm sorry, undertakers. There's no way I can be an undertaker and have to bow with somebody to bury our people. Something wrong with this picture. So we got nothing. As someone said, we're cursed. We didn't want to give credit where credit is due. So now,
Allah opening up the whole entire globe. You can't do nothing in dark no more because somebody's going to report it. And you're now waking up and seeing excuse me, that we went to sleep. So I say this is easy. I don't think we'll get 30 million or 40 million. I don't think. Because Allah is the best knower. But where's 5 million of us? If we had 1 million, but 5 is good. So our children can become successful monetarily, financially, financially independent, where they can give back community, we're supposed to make them a superstar. Because they got the talent. So 1 million people give $10. That's $10 million. Here, go do what you have to do. But if you took all the brothers and the sisters that make over $40,000, give me $1,000. Let Art build her own corporation. How she had to be less than a human being, not want to give back in the community. So we make her wealthy. How is she going to be wealthy? She got the talent. So you're an investor. The Jews make money because they got Wall Street. Well, we can't call it Wall Street, but we call it Sadaka. We can call it anything you want to call it that you're making a contribution. Want to call it Sakat? Make that donate. Oh, you don't have $5. WBAI asks 3 times a year, you want to keep this station alive? And we do. Because why? They tell the truth. We don't tell the truth. So you get a call. GoFundMe. You should fund that. And you should make a dua and to help them to be who they are. Now, you don't know them. I'm a live Muhammad. Allah blessed me to take that which is significant, magnified, significant, and sell it to the world. But I'm not going to do it like before because most all these fighters are so jealous and envious and selfish. They're selfish to the point, brothers and sisters, they're selfish to the point that they are not going to give you nothing. Well, I don't want them. They'll answer for that in the final day of judgment. Told her, GoFundMe should be large because that organization had not stole from nobody. And we ain't trying to invent the wheel. It's been accepted by the country. So it's a very excellent way for you to drop your $10, your $20, your $50, your $100. So they can be independent. Oh, well, I don't have a piece of that. Well, please. You know, I really want to say, please. You ain't a part of Motown. You ain't part of Philly International. You ain't part of ABC, part of Hollywood. What investment you make? But when you come collectively and you can see jobs are being created, you can see homes being built the way we want them built. We can see houses of worship going like we want to build them. And my God, you can see how you can send your children to college. Why? We're a community. Now, all of y'all that fit this shoe, take it off, man. You pick. Come together. If you know more than I know, I'll follow you. If you can make our family financially successful, I'll get behind you. If you know how to go to the powers of be, I'll get behind you. But we don't want a job, right? Art started as a little baby. She worked hard to get where she's at. But she ain't drunk. She ain't blind. All I hear is, I want to feel for the community. Alhamdulillah. than love revealed attributes.
Brothers and sisters, if I say anything to hurt you, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That was not my intention. And if I said anything that was incorrect, we say, subhanAllah, Allah's best know. If I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand in your deen, or picture the nature in which you was created, stand in your taqwa, your obedience, your faith, your belief, most important, your love. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from our biological father, the first prophet for us and the messenger of God, Adam. And we have another father, but his difference is he's a father of all nationalities and all intellectual minds, meaning taqwa. That's Abraham. And we greet you from Jesus Christ. He submits himself to the will of Allah, so he must know. Keep in mind, Christ means Muslim. He did the work for Allah until he removed him. And we greet you from Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we say, may the peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his descendants and all his companions. Shiri Allah, may speak the truth, Salah Wadim. Brothers and sisters, keep in mind when we greet him, we talked about Adam, we talked about Jesus, Abraham. But there's many more that you don't even know. But when you suit the Prophet Muhammad, that's why he get the excellent suit. It's all of them ingredients that's in Muhammad the Prophet. You ever bake the cake? And when you eat that cake, you don't say the sugar, or the flour, or the yeast, or the butter, or the eggs taste good. You say cake. But you have to be redundant. You say the Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace be upon us. Look how merciful Allah is. He means all of them in one salute. Alhamdulillah. I'm your host tonight, Barat Muhammad. And I thank you for tuning in. And tomorrow will be Imam Eli Obey from 7 to 9. And then you have the next day, which is Thursday, he returns. So nice, he does it twice, 7 to 9. And then on Friday, you got Musa Muslim Abuhi, the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, and he does his Jummah. And then at 5 o'clock, we return back again, and I have my assistant on the line with us. And that's my beautiful sister on Friday, Lema Muhammad. And we open up the line. We don't do blog talk radio. We do calling. Free calling. And we send that out to everybody because we don't want to just have 100,000 people on the line because everybody is not going to be able to talk. But we do have it where we tape it and then we put it back on the air on Blog Talk so people can see how I am questioned and my job is to find the answer, inshallah. This will be like our 11th time doing it. And thus far, Allah has blessed me to be able to answer the questions. I'm not perfect because if you ask me something I don't know, I'm going to be like Muhammad the Prophet, friends, peace upon him. You said, using a metaphor, Muhammad the Prophet was asked the question, what happened if someone tell you your wife committed adultery? He wouldn't say nothing. Why? Because he only speak what God sends to him. And sure enough, here come up a sword that tells you what to do. Answer was, bring me four witnesses. So I'm like Muhammad the Prophet. I'm his Ushwa. Keep in mind that I can't be equal or better in following his Sunnah, but I can sure tap into his Ushwa, his mate in which he was created and is in us. He said it. I didn't say it. What did he say, Rod? I'm going to tell you what he said.
He said, Allah told me to tell you I'm a mortal human being just like you. So you can go out there and la la la. I'm trying to be the Uswa of Muhammad the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon them. Then Sunday we Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Malema has her own show with her sister, Dr. Undira, and they have some beautiful shows. The women, I enjoy having my women work in those of the community. You know, Solomon had 950 women. They call them wives. So they are wives, brother, from the neck up, because most of them all married. Solomon wasn't married to them in a way of sex. It was a community of women. You want to multiply, but get your other half. We didn't come here by ourselves. Adam is Eve, and Eve is Adam. Don't fault me. I'm not waking up without Eve. Inshallah. May Allah be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and love.